Treasurer Scott Morrison has today announced a shot in the arm for corporate regulator ASIC and that the banks will pay for it. The move is clearly designed to head off Labor's call for a royal commission into banks. So why is the government so determined not to have that royal commission? That's what I asked business lecturer at the University of New South Wales, Rob Nichols.
I think the problem with a royal commission is that you don't know where it will end up. You know what the terms of reference are, you know some of the scope that the commissioner will accept, but you don't know what the final outcome will be. If you, as an alternative, ask a regulator to step in, that regulator is confined by the laws which it regulates and the laws which establish it.
Okay, well, let's look at what's happening today. So ASIC is being offered $121 million over 4 years.
Yes.
Is that, and it's been accused of not having teeth, is that money, which doesn't actually sound like a great deal in government terms, going to give it teeth?
I think it's going to restore a few teeth. So the $121 million is pretty much the same as the amount that was removed from ASIC in the 2014 budget. There's a bit of a difference because $61 million of the new money has been put aside for work on data analytics and about $57 million over 4 years for enforcement. So broadly, about $15 million a year extra for enforcement, again, quite broadly, taking it back to where it was in 2014.
Now, the heart of the problem is the kinds of things we've seen on investigative journalism shows like Four Corners, where the consumer is basically being ripped off by the banks. Is that something ASIC has ever had to deal with?
ASIC does have powers in that area. So it has some of the equivalent to the ACCC's powers in respect of consumers of financial services. I think the problem is that the way that ASIC in the past has done investigations tends to be looking at the systematic wrong rather than getting outcomes for consumers. So unlike the approach that might be taken by Fair Trading or the ACCC, the approach is let's fix the problem rather than provide specific redress for consumers. Now, some of the fixing of the problem may well end up in a direction to the wrongdoer to fix things up with their own consumers, but you can see there's a bit of an arm's length issue that comes out of the way that ASIC traditionally polices this type of incident.
So let's get a specific incident like the most recent one with insurance that's being sold by the banks to consumers and turns out to be quite a shonky product indeed. Is that something ASIC could, supposedly with its new money, actually get some results for the consumers who are affected?
It could, but it's also, we have a second problem here, which is that the major prudential regulator for the insurance companies is actually APRA, the Australian Prudential Regulator, rather than ASIC. So ASIC can, from the perspective of has there been a misleading or deceptive a delivery of financial services to consumers. And so, yes, they can investigate there, but they're going to have to work closely with another regulator in order to be able to work out where the problem is. Is it a problem that it's one insurance company that has a few rogue people who are trying to minimise payouts, in which case finding a solution for individual consumers might be useful? Or is it a more systematic problem that actually perhaps APRA, as the insurance regulator, should be taking carriage of? And this is part of the problem. It's it can lead to finger-pointing and a gap in regulation and in regulatory enforcement because there are a couple of regulators at play here.
So it's basically quite a confusing scenario for the poor little consumer, isn't it?
For the consumer, it's particularly confusing, and that contrasts with if what was being sold to you was anything other than a financial good or service where you could complain to the ACCC, and the ACCC's action would be for the benefit of the consumer. So I think there is some potential for some changes. Perhaps the effects of the Productivity Commission review into how ASIC's structured might lead to better outcomes, because that's another thing that's happened today. But in that case, we'll have to see what the new and improved ASIC with its new funding looks like.
That's lecturer at University of New South Wales Business School, Rob Nichols.